Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Welcome to another weekend and another Focus on Community. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along today. This weekend, we're going to spend a little bit of time with Susie Thompson, who is with Reach Services here in the Terre Haute and Wabash Valley area. Susie, how you doing today?
I am doing great.
Now, for folks who don't understand, Reach Services, you and I were talking before we came on the air here. I didn't realize the fact that Reach Services, under a different name, has been a part of the Wabash Valley for decades now. You guys used to be a different group than what you are now. That doesn't mean that you've changed any. You're still trying to help people. But Reach Services used to be UCP, United Cerebral Palsy of the Wabash Valley, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And was UCP for, 57 years before we changed our name in 2016. And this was both an exciting project and a painful one. But what we were seeing is that people could not see beyond those original footprints around disabilities and cerebral palsy. And the organization, as most organizations do, grow and change over time. And we were doing more and more in the community with people that maybe didn't fit that original mold. They still had special needs. They still had maybe disabilities, but of a different kind of variety, if you will, in that we were finding a need to, for example, deal with veterans. We were seeing a need to deal with homeless. We were seeing a need to sort of fill a gap around young children needing therapies. And so as we kept doing more and more, our name really started to become confusing to the community and to the people we were serving. In fact, we would even hear, well, I don't know why I would be getting services from you. I don't have cerebral palsy. So the agency really started to search for a name, and the board really kind of focused on the word reach because we believe we're reaching out, we're reaching needs, we're reaching people who maybe wouldn't likely get services, but we're also helping individuals reach their greatest potential, and the name just seemed to fit.
Susie Thompson with Reach Services is, again, our guest today. Now, Susie, one of the things we were talking about, UCP was the original organization. I guess maybe the transition was because a lot of the things you talk about when you service, you know, folks with PTSD and those kind of things, they're all kind of brain issues and that kind of thing. Is that how you just kind of maybe started to transition into other things?
Well, you know, our focus always has been disabilities, and we still are a disability-focused organization. But disabilities can show up in a lot of different forms, you know, and as a result, there's challenges around that. We have, for example, done housing for 20-plus years, but what we were seeing is that housing for homeless veterans and for homeless individuals was becoming an issue in our community, and we knew that we wanted to take the opportunity to try and serve those individuals. We also realized that young children were having to drive, in many cases, to Indianapolis to get therapeutic services for developmental delays. And we knew we wanted to tackle that issue. We knew that kind of people were changing in their needs because of low-income situations, and they had challenges around that. So we just felt like it was time to look at all those things we were doing and not just focus on that one piece around cerebral palsy or disabilities.
One of the things I want to make sure that we point out is the fact is that if you're going online right now as you listen to the show and you're Googling Reach Services and you're looking for them on the web, they're out there. Just make sure you get the right one because you guys really are not necessarily affiliated with anybody else. This is a local Terre Haute Wabash Valley group, right?
That is correct. We are a standalone. We used to be affiliated with United Cerebral Palsy as the national organization, and when we wanted to expand what we were doing, We decided we could stand alone and do it ourselves, and that is what we've been doing since 2016.
All right. Now, if folks want to basically look you up on the web, they can see how they can not only help you, because you are a non-for-profit organization, but they can also see what kind of services and that kind of thing you offer, too, through your website, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, there's something interesting here. The reason, one of the reasons why I even called you guys is because you were just in the news. In homelessness is a problem throughout not just the Wabash Valley, but everywhere. And yeah. You guys are kind of trying to expand the amount of help you provide to homeless people with a new, I don't know what you'd call it, like a day center or what. Describe to us what it is you're wanting to do.
We want to take one of our homes. We own several properties in a city, and we want to dedicate that home to a day center for people that are homeless. That's our contribution, but we see this as a community program. We are developing a lot of partnerships with other organizations that work with homeless with the idea that this will be a place that all organizations can come in and provide services to those that need it, whether it be drug and alcohol, mental health, employment services, training, whatever is needed will be at this day center. We're also going to be able to make sure that everybody has an address. Frank, you cannot believe how difficult it is to get a job if you don't have an address, or how you even can get a license or an ID if you don't have an address. So we want to be able to provide that. We also want to be able to have a place where people can take showers and present themselves to be able to go out and apply for a job. We are also creating a network to be able to get people in permanent housing through a lot of partnerships within the community. We were very fortunate in that we got a grant from the state about a year ago that gave us money to help get people that were homeless into housing, help pay their utilities for a limited amount of time, not for a long period, but enough to give them a hand up so that they can get a job, get settled. And we have wonderful volunteers that are giving us furniture and clothing and items that we can then help people set up housekeeping. And we have had some really exciting success with this. We see the day center as another piece to that, so that this will kind of be a place for outreach where people can come in. But it's also part of the effort the county commissioners are looking at as far as a warming and cooling center, so that when we have a really cold day, we don't want people out on the street. It's too dangerous. Maybe this will help facilitate a safe place for people to come, along, again, with other organization and churches who have said, oh, we'll help. We want to make that a part of our effort as well. We also see that this could, in times of the summer when the temperatures are very, very warm, of getting people off the street, again, for a safe place. You know, some people want to live on the street. That is their choice. But a lot of people are just facing circumstances, loss of a job, a car that doesn't work, a family that's sick, a divorce that throws them into the street. And we want to do everything we can to facilitate getting people off the street. And so, I want to give credit to all the organizations that are a part of this, Hamilton Center, Catholic Charities, the Council on Homelessness, the Beyond Homeless, there's so many. I'm probably just drawing a blank here, but this is a partnership. We're providing the house. We're going to help facilitate it, but this is a group of people that really care in this community.
So you really see yourself as kind of a clearinghouse for services for the homeless, where they can come and kind of find everything all in one spot without having to try to hunt it down throughout the valley.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good way to put it.
Now, the thing of it is, though, is that, like you said, there are some that are homeless out there that don't necessarily want help. They don't necessarily want to be bothered in some cases, either because that's just their personality or because they suffer from other issues. So I guess getting those folks proper treatment and medical help if they need it is also something very important.
And we think through this effort with partnerships such as Hamilton Center as well as Wabash Valley Health Center, just to name two, will help facilitate getting them the health care, the drug intervention, the mental health therapy that maybe will help push them, if you will, to a place that sees a different outcome than them living forever on the street.
I had an interview, oh, it's been a couple of months ago now, with somebody from Hamilton Center about homelessness here in the Wabash Valley. And one of the things that they told me that I, obviously not having to deal with this myself personally on a regular basis, was kind of a surprise. And that is their biggest challenge was getting the folks that need the help to trust them.
Yes.
To provide that for them. Because, I mean, it may be one thing to see somebody who you think is homeless, but to actually approach them and get that person to trust that you will help them is the biggest challenge they face.
Absolutely. And it really is true. They don't know who we are. And we may say all the right things and do all the right things. But if you have been hurt over and over again by systems, or if you are mentally ill, or if you've been in jail, or you've had a run-in just in general population because other homeless have maybe hurt you, it's really hard to trust. And building that trust is not something that's necessarily easy to do. But if we have a common space, if we have a safe place, we think that's a good beginning to make that happen.
I'm assuming that there, for what you're wanting to do, you want to help these folks, but there's rules and regulations they have to abide by too in order for you to be able to do the most good for the most people and not have it disrupted.
Absolutely. You know that expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be silly, but sometimes that fits here in that, again, we can do the right things. We can provide the right services. All the organizations that we're going to work with to make this happen, we can do all of that. And we may still not have the outcome we're hoping for with every single person. But I will tell you that this last year, we have had some incredible outcomes of getting people employed and housed and moving forward. I mean, we had a family that have opened their own business. We had another family that reunited with their children and were put in a house. We just had some pretty amazing stories. And so I believe, given the right set of opportunities and the great partners that we believe we have in our community, we're going to have some good outcomes here.
Susie Thompson with Creative Services, our guest today. So you're doing a lot of great work on your side. That's what you're providing to the folks who need the help. Now, what do you need from us? Because you can't do this alone, and money doesn't grow on trees, and we could sit there and go through all the things that we've got here. But again, you can't do this just because of the goodness of your heart and good intentions. What do you need from the community to help you do what it is you're doing?
Well, of course, the standard always is any amount of money, any amount of donations that anybody can give is a good start in to help us moving forward and getting people settled. But there's some unique things that people need. If you've lived on the street for a long period of time, you don't have simple things like dishes, pots and pans, sheets, a mattress to sleep on. And what we're trying to do is create households. And so, you know, if people have decent furniture, decent things that they would like to donate, we would welcome that, and we have limited space. We you know, don't have a big warehouse to store things. But we know that if we have the things that people need to set up a household, that starts to make it not a place to stay, but it makes it their home.
Okay. Now, there's two things here. Real quick, I want to jump back on one thing. You're trying to provide what these folks need to maybe be able to go out and get a job and that kind of thing. And you mentioned it gives them an address, and that's all good. Are they getting computer access from you? Because let's face it, nowadays you can't apply for a job unless you have an email. And
computers. We've had about five donated to us that are in good shape. We will actually have banks of computers where people can come in and actually apply for jobs. But we're also going to provide classes. How do you do a resume? How do you do an interview? How do you even approach someone to go in and say, are you hiring? That seems so simple to us, but we've seen people really struggle in even understanding what it means to apply for a job.
And, of course, that gives folks an opportunity where they can go set up an email address, because you can't get any kind of response unless you have.
Absolutely.
And you have to have that so you can access that. Now, with all that said, everybody's sitting there going, well, this is a great idea. And, okay, I want to help, or maybe somebody's listening and they think, I could use their help. So how do they get a hold of you guys? Where do they get in contact with you? How do they reach out and interact with you, either because they need help or because they want to help give help?
Well, we obviously, our phone number, area code 812-232-6305, would be the first step. We will do kind of, if you will, an interview to determine kind of where things are for them. How can we help? If we can't help, who can help? That's probably step number one. We're hoping to have our warming and cooling center and this day center open in March. So we have, you know, some time here to get things done. But we hope people will reach out, and because of our partnerships with the wonderful agencies in this community, if we can't do it, we'll do our best to connect them to the right place, because this is really what we hope will be a continuum of care representing lots of organizations all wanting to do the right thing.
Susie Thompson with Reach Services, our guest today. If you want to find them on the web, they've got a good website. Just type in Reach Services Terre Haute in Google, and it'll take you right there, and you can click on the link, and that'll give you everything you need to know. And if you missed any part of today's program, you want to go back and get some more information, drop by our website. It's posted for you right there as a podcast. You can listen to the whole program again, or just bits and pieces of it, and get a repeat on anything you heard today that maybe you want to know a little bit more about or you want to hear again. And so there we go. Reach Services of Terre Haute is who we're talking to today, Susie Thompson. Thanks for being with us. That's it for this week's show. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.